Previously on Doctor Who.
I'm Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, and you are?
Me? Oh, I'm the Doctor. Did you say vampires?
In every generation there is a chosen one.
Let me tell you about the Daleks.
We will attack the Vampire Slayer in 24 Dalek time minutes.
I have located the enemy!
Ah, Doctor, we meet again!
Davros.
See the Slayer beside you? She's the one who can destroy the Daleks! To execute her.
I could use a little fun.
No!
Oh, I sent him back to Gallifrey to stand trial. The Time Lords can deal with him.
These lives were squandered in the course of a vicious and diabolical scheme to gain control of the entire galaxy. A scheme originated and devised by a race of which the accused is the leader. It was a highly organized scheme, with an utterly callous disregard for the lives of the humans involved and for the liberties of all the other species in the galaxy, which the accused would have dominated with his tyranny. Does the accused have anything to say?
You must speak in your defense. Trial cannot proceed unless you do.
You must speak. Do not make us force you to speak. We would not cause you unnecessary pain.
Very well.
Do you admit the charges with which you have been accused?
I do not admit the authority of this Gallifrey court. I am Davros. You cannot destroy me.
Have you anything to say in your defense?
My Daleks are destined to be the supreme beings in the universe. It is only right that I direct them. You cannot put me on trial. You have no right.
We find you guilty of all the charges against you.
You have no authority over me. I am returning to Scarrow.
A force field has been placed around you. You have been found guilty of all charges. And you will be dematerialized. It will be as though you had never existed.
No! You cannot do this! I am Davros! You cannot destroy me! Stop it! I am Davros! Doctor! Doctor, I see this! I swear I hold it for you, Doctor!
Doctor Who, the Crossover Adventures, A Cause for Carol, Episode 1.
And then the food machine started to suffer Mars bars at me. So I thought, what am I to do? So then I thought I'd come running in and tell you all about it. Oh, and by the way, the TARDIS has reconfigurated itself. Apparently we've been tacked onto the Master's TARDIS, and he's about to attack us with his new squad of evil super beings from the planet Cyberon. Those things are so irritating, they keep peering in at me in the shower. Doctor, you're not listening to me. Doctor?
Oh, yes, of course, Jenny, I agree entirely.
Pardon?
I definitely think a holiday is in order. Did you suggest Cyberon?
Well, what I said was...
Ah, beautiful place Cyberon is. Full of lovely sunsets and vast oceans. A marvellous place to escape the hassles of real life. However, getting back to reality is the trouble.
Doctor, you weren't listening to a word I said.
Yes, I was. You said we should go for a holiday to Cyberon, and I agreed. I'm setting the coordinates right now.
Doctor, you can be so infuriating sometimes. Why is that light flashing?
Which light?
That one. The one on the console.
Oh, this one?
Well, I can't see any more blinking on and off. Is it bad?
Bad? Oh, no. Disastrous, one could say.
What?
Not to worry. It just means somebody's trying to contact us through the vortex. I'll soon sort that out.
Hey, why'd you switch it off?
We're on holiday. No mysterious distress signals for us.
It might have been important.
Whose idea for this holiday was it? Mine or yours?
Doctor, I...
Help me! Can anyone hear me? Hello?
It is a distress call. Doctor, we have to answer it.
Well...
She's frightened. She needs our help.
Oh, well... Hello, who is it?
Oh, someone at last! Are you the doctor? I need to speak to the doctor.
Yes, I am he. What do you want? Who are you?
My name is Destina. I need your help.
My help? What?
It wasn't my fault. I tried to help them, but it just wouldn't work. He was too strong for me. If only he hadn't disappeared. They just...
Who's that?
You have to help me, doctor. You have to help me save him.
Save whom?
The doctor.
Move off! Frobisher, get off my foot!
I think that's you on your foot.
What do you... Oh. Is this your flipper I've got?
No.
Then what have I got hold... Oh dear. That isn't...
That's it.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
I'd get that checked out if I were you.
Uh-huh. Do you mind letting go, Doc?
Oh, sorry. Now, where were we?
I think this is the bit where I ask where we are and you reply, I have no idea, Frobisher.
Actually...
Then you say, my Frobisher, what a nice penguin form you're wearing today. And I say, oh, thanks, Doc. I'd say the same, but those clothes...
Frobisher! You
know, what?
Be quiet for a second. Doesn't this look at all familiar to you?
Huh? Oh. Well, the architecture looks like Earth to me. Mid-19th century London, wouldn't you say, Doc?
Under normal circumstances, I would, yes.
What's so abnormal about it?
Well, look. This doesn't have that sort of London-y atmosphere. Where's all the grime? Where's all the foggy air?
Where's all the people?
Hmm?
Look, it's a big city, but no one's about. I mean, even on a Sunday, you'd hear at least someone wandering around.
Frobisher, I get the feeling you're right.
Have I ever been wrong? On second thought, don't answer that.
Everything's too clean. It's almost as if these stone walls were brand new.
Well, maybe they are.
No. If this is the 19th century, then these walls must be much older.
Perhaps it's not the 19th century.
Ah, but when these buildings were made, there wasn't that much London around it. I suggest we have a look around, don't you?
I had a feeling we'd get to this bit.
If only to find the TARDIS.
Looks like a tavern. You seem to have developed a propensity for landing near taverns. Not that I'm complaining.
Hello? Anyone here?
Empty. Just like everything else.
You know, this is all very peculiar. I mean, where is everyone? There's no evidence of disaster, no sign of any need for anyone to leave. Everything looks perfectly new. I don't get it.
Hey, look! The liquor cabinet's full. Fancy a drink, Doc?
Oh, no thank you. What are you doing behind there?
Didn't you know it's always been a childhood dream of mine to be a bartender?
I thought it was to be a private eye.
Yes, well, can't a penguin have two ambitions in life?
You're the first penguin I know to have one. How could you be a bartender? You're too short to see over the bar.
I could soon fix that. That tall enough for you?
Oh, very funny. Careful, you'll hit the...
Ow!
The roof. This is very interesting.
Doc? Hey, could you give me some help here?
Apparently, it's supposed to be 1843. See, the calendar says so.
Sort it out myself.
Certainly in the Victorian era. And that makes it all the more puzzling.
Why?
This is almost the picture book version of London. Where's all the grime and the filth that really dominated this city?
Well, maybe they cleaned it up for Christmas.
That's another thing. Where's all the snow? It's December, so the place should be covered in the stuff.
Hey, Doc! Look! I made a cocktail!
What shape you prefer your tail is none of mine.
Earthquake!
Shaken, not stirred?
Leave the wise cracks to the expert, Doc.
Where did all these people come from? Good afternoon, sir. Or is it good evening? I'm not sure. I'm finding it very difficult to keep track of time these days.
Could you please remove your pet from behind my bar? If you don't mind.
Hey, who are you calling pet, Buster?
Come round here, Frobisher, please.
Your thing, Doc.
I want to know, how did you get here in my tavern? I didn't see you walk in.
How we got in? It was you.
Frobisher, let me do the explaining, please.
How'd you get in here?
Ah, yes, well, that could be a bit difficult to explain.
I think I found it.
You sure this time?
Positive. This one really is a police box.
Last time you said that it was a Corinthian column.
So it was, but I'm sure the master got a shock, though.
I'm certain.
Well, if my calculations are correct, as they often are...
Ha!
Then my future self's TARDIS should appear in this one once I flick this switch.
Uh-huh. And, then what are you going to do? Destina said it'd be empty.
Well, hopefully find some answer to where he's gone, then. Ready? Here we go.
At least it's not a column.
No, this is definitely a police box. But is it the right one?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Ah, yes, of course. Now, I'll just get out the TARDIS key. Hopefully I haven't changed the lock. Ah, yes. After you, Jenny?
No thanks, Doctor. After you.
Oh, very well, if you insist.
Oh.
Right, someone forgot to leave the heating on.
Listen, do you hear that?
Hear what?
The cloister bell. It's a warning. The TARDIS is dying.
Dying? What do you mean?
I thought my TARDIS had been destroyed once before. I didn't think she'd be killed off again.
Why is it snowing?
Mourning my future death.
Oh, come off it, Doctor. You don't know this is your death.
Are you sure?
Well, we don't even know if this is really your TARDIS. That Destina person could well be sending us up. This could even be a trap.
It isn't a trap. This really is my TARDIS. I'd recognize the old girl anywhere. To think it will end like this.
Doctor, stop it. You're scaring me.
Oh, sorry, Jenny. This is part of my future and I can't change it.
Who says?
Time says. She's very persistent with these sorts of things. I've seen what's to come, and what's to come is my own death.
You can't be certain of that.
Look around you! The darkness, the solitary bell, the snow! All signs that the TARDIS's owner is no longer in existence.
Didn't you tell me once that the TARDIS could move you out of the real world?
Well, yes, but I don't see.
Well, surely being outside reality would qualify as being out of existence. Or maybe some other thing has cut the connection you have with the TARDIS.
Well, yes, it's true some things could confuse a TARDIS so that it thinks its owner's dead. But the odds of that...
Don't tell me the odds, Doctor. You once told me to follow my instincts, and my instincts say that we aren't beaten yet. There's still a chance that you won't die here, and where there's a chance, there's hope, right?
Well, something like that. Well, no use dilly-dallying around here all day. We have a doctor to find.
Good. How?
Oh, you haven't got a pep talk for me about that yet, have you? Oh, never mind.
Doctor?
Yes, I heard. It seems there's some life in the old girl yet.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, I was hoping I could find some clue to where he's gone, or where I've gone, or will go, rather.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Jenny. Interaction with one's past or future selves tends to get a bit tricky. Now, there's an idea.
What idea?
Interaction. If there's enough power, I could use this TARDIS's telepathic circuits to contact my future self and find out where he is.
You think that would work?
I don't know. I've never done it before. Now, let me see. Where would I put the telepathic controls? You know, I don't know why I'd bother to rearrange the console like this. Ah, yes, here we are.
You sure this is wise, Doctor?
Well, there's no harm in trying. Here we go.
You were after my liquor, weren't you?
I'm sorry? Oh, liquor! Oh, I just noticed it there. I didn't know you had any.
Don't give me that rubbish! Look! Here's a cocktail half made here!
Oops. Oh, well, there's a simple explanation for that.
Well?
Oh, I'm sorry, you want me to think of that too? Oh dear. Now let's not get hasty.
What, for possibly making a cocktail?
It's perfectly logical. Is it getting hot in here?
Positively sizzling. Doc, let's get out of here.
Yes, I agree.
Doc, you okay?
Frobisher,
Doc! Doc, your sense of timing is as lousy as ever. Wait, huh?
With Harold, written by Aaron Turton, starring Aaron Turton as the Doctor, Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Corey Klimo as Frobisher, Yana Kildee as Jennifer Langett, Jennifer Ali as Destina, Trevor Martin as Time Lord 1, Bernard Horsfall as Time Lord 2, Clyde Pollitt as Time Lord 3, Liam Leckham as Davros, and Owen Spratley as the Bartender. Incidental music by Peter Wicks. Part of music by 14 Audio Productions. This has been a Crossover Adventures production.